train coming round, round the bend. Train, train coming round the bend.
And it's hard to stop that train. Let's talk about the expensive part of air conditioning, where we've got the sales leader for the Southwest Valley, Richard Rojo. Did I get the title correct? Close enough.
Southwest District.
District.
Like, really, same thing.
Okay.
How far east do you go?
Well, like I said, we go all the way to El Paso.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the district.
All right.
The expensive part of air conditioning, the compressor. What is that component's job?
So the best analogy I can give you, and I know a lot of people have heard this, is the compressor is the heart of the system, like to a human body. It's just like the engine of a car. Similar to the heart, it pumps. It's going to pump that refrigerant, you know, and that the Freon, which is a brand name, but that refrigerant, those are like little moving cars, little cars that move that hot air. That's how it works. There's a lot of science behind it, but that's really what it is. But back to your point, Romy, yeah, it's if that goes out, you should really, unless it's under warranty, you should really consider possibly purchasing a new system. That compressor, it's really difficult for contractors to put in. You're doing open heart surgery if one of those things go out, but that is by far the main component of that machine.
And when did two-stage come out? Because we used to, it was one compressor did one thing. Now we've got, and the different size of air conditioning depends on how big that compressor is. So when two-stage came out.
Two-stage's been around for over a couple decades now, easy. And that was the answer to everybody's prayers. It was just like having a two-wheel drive and a four-wheel drive. You wouldn't dream of going to the supermarket in four-wheel drive. You don't need it. It's overkill. But unfortunately, that's what all our air conditioners were many, many years ago. I take it back. The original air conditioners did have two-speed, all the way on and all the way off. But it didn't matter if it was 95 out or 115 out. It had one speed. It didn't matter. So then we came out with this thing called two-stage. So the compressor would turn on and run, you know, minimal capacity, and hence using less energy. And what it did is it pulled out more hot air and humidity, but it did it at a fraction of the cost. So it was a win-win for everybody. Now, on a day like today, that thing was kicking into high gear for sure, and that's what it was designed to do. Today, we've got something called inverter, and it's a variable speed compressor.
And how many different speeds?
So we just said how great two-stage was, right? That two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive. Train's True Comfort variable speed has up to 750 stages. So if you were jazzed up about the two-stage and you're sitting there saying, wow, I've got two air conditioners sitting there technically, well, now you have about 750 air conditioners sitting there.
And like Romy says, the compressor is the expensive part of the equipment. You mentioned it's the heart of the equipment. I would say the brain is probably the thermostat, you know, trying to decide, okay, compressor, how hard are you going to work? How, as a human body, the brain says, okay, how fast am I going to go up this hill? You know, and how heavy a wagon am I going to pull going up this hill? Well, the thermostat now can tell the compressor, easy does it, baby. You don't, we're okay. I'm sensing the temperature. I'm sensing the humidity. Just come on easy and stay in a low gear. And that saves so much electricity.
It saves a lot of electricity, and it also, that's why we call it True Comfort. It keeps you comfortable, right? I don't like it. Like, let's just say, for example, at 75, Richard Rojo is comfortable at 75. At 74, I'm too cold. At 76, I'm too hot. So what happens, right? Our units, our systems turn on, they satisfy, and then at the end of the cycle, I start to get a little cold. Then it's just a countdown to when I'm going to be warm again before it goes on and off, on and off. You nailed it, Rosie, with the variable speed, just staying low, purr along. And one thing I just got to mention is there's a new 1050 thermostat out there. Roma, you saw it when we were in my bedroom a couple years ago doing that skit, that segment. But it actually tells you what speed the compressor's in. So you know if you're at 50% or 30% or 100%. I don't ever want to see that in 100%, but I love seeing it at 35, 40%, and I just feel comfortable. I love it.
And we as contractors, before two-speed and two-stage and before variable, we wanted the Midwesterners that were moving here to be confident they were going to be cool, so we'd oversize every air conditioner, thinking we were doing them a favor. And we learned in the 80s, the more we insulated the homes, the better windows we installed in the homes, we were doing them a disservice. You really want to buy the smallest air conditioner you can justify and let that little one run longer, which is exactly what the variable speed does.
You nailed it. Air conditioning sizing, I always like to equate to a properly inflated tire. So if you've got an inflated tire, you're going to get a bumpier ride. You're going to get different wear and tear. You're going to be able to get to A and B still, but the longevity of that tire
is... Not as comfortable.
Not as comfortable.
All right. More with Richard Rojo right after this. Y'all stay tuned.